because I feel like I would. Oh, Schitt's Creek. Okay.
Yes.
Yes. I like it.
I was like, I know she's watched at least a little bit of it.
I watched a little bit. I've watched a lot of the David scenes because I love him.
Okay.
We watched the Saturday Night Live with him. It was hilarious.
Is that
the one? He is such a good actor.
Where they do the, like...
The Zillow.
Zillow. Yeah. Yeah. I shared that. That's the only bit I saw somebody else share.
Oh, my God. He's so talented, and I think he's great.
It's funny to me because I look at Zillow all the time.
I do, too. No, like, Matt and Amy are looking for houses in Florida still.
You know what? When you said they were looking for houses in Florida and told me where, I started looking at houses in Florida, too.
No shit.
That's
yeah.
That's how bad it is.
It's so bad. And some of those houses are like multi-million dollar ones. Mm-hmm. I've looked at houses in the Keys too.
I do that just for fun.
Just for fun.
Because Greg, when we were in the Keys last, which I guess was when we were married.
Was he like, oh, we should just buy a house down here?
No. You know how houses sometimes have the like flyers and the little clear box in front of the house?
Yep.
Well, he picked one of those up and he's like... Oh, like, this is reasonably priced. And I'm like, yeah, there's another zero right there.
Yeah, there are multiple zeros on here. More than will ever be in our checking.
It is.
It's $1 billion to live in the Keys.
$1 billion?
Yeah. It's like, I'll never have that money in my lifetime.
True. Me neither.
I will look at houses in Maine, too.
Which are probably more reasonable.
Probably more reasonable.
Is this just going to be an episode about how...
Zillow
and how we'll never have the money to do things like this and be depressed.
So, no, I enjoy looking at those.
I do
ones
too.
In Salem, too, because I look at, like, famous towns and cities, too.
Oh, yeah.
Like Forks, Washington.
Are you going to move to Forks?
No, it's too rainy there. Not unless I'm a vampire.
Vampire.
All right.
Are we recording?
He leaned over and I'm guessing we are.
We just started and he's like, oh shit. And 2 minutes later.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, no, no.
So my name is Chelsea.
I'm Erin.
And this is Slasher Movie Review. On tonight's episode of Slasher Movie Review, we're going to be talking about The Howling.
Yes. And you know what? I didn't write down the date it came out.
That's okay.
I want to say 1981.
That's your dates for everything. You're like, sure.
That's the year of my birth.
I think this is one that we will throw out a trigger warning.
I think so,
just to be on the safe side.
Okay, so there's a brief...
What? 1981.
Oh, good.
You're right. Good job.
Yes. The reason is when let me just start that all over again.
Rewind.
The reason I thought 1981 is because it won a Saturn Award. And when I was reading about that today, it was 1981.
Oh, okay.
Do you know Saturn Awards?
No, not at all.
It's basically like...
It's much before my time.
I think they still have them.
Do they? Oh. Never mind.
I would assume it's an award. It's for like horror, science fiction, paranormal type
stuff.
That's
cool.
Yeah,
so
they do their own like award show.
That's cool.
I think I talked about that in one of the other ones too. One of the other
maybe
movies that we've talked about had been at least nominated for some.
Okay,
maybe it was Fire in the Sky.
I don't know. I have the thing.
Does it say if it was nominated for a?
No. There's the Philip K. Dick Science Fiction Film Festival.
Do you know who that is?
I should know who it is because you're looking at me like, you should definitely know who that is,
Chelsea. He wrote the book that Blade Runner was based on.
Okay.
Do androids dream of electric sheep?
Yes.
Yeah.
See, all of these things.
He probably wrote a bunch of other stuff too.
Oh, for sure.
Whatever.
Yeah.
That's the one that I know.
Back to the trigger warning. There is one scene where the main character, Karen, is in like one of those recording rooms that are in sleazy.
A recording room?
I don't know.
She's in like the little like
the
film
peep,
booth.
Yeah. That they talk about in Boondock Saints.
What movie are we doing?
What movie are we
doing? The Howling. Okay, so there's a brief bit, a little snippet. She is, which we'll get more into detail why she's in there and everything, but she's in an adult bookstore. She's in back in this booth, and the porn that's playing is like,
it's
assault.
It's an assault.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which they actually filmed just for this. They just filmed a little bit.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
it's like, it's a couple minutes long.
It's not a couple. It's like,
it's okay.
They're in the
booth. I exaggerate things.
She glances. You see a little bit. She like glances. It's like quick glances, and it's not even like full TV screen. It's a screen in the film
and
that has an assault.
She
happening.
Does flash back to it like a couple times.
Yeah,
but
she has a couple little flashbacks because this is what happens when there's
traumatizing
her. So she does kind of like think back on it when she's kind of zoned out having like a little episode. And
so yeah,
it's small, but yeah.
I feel like it's relevant to throw that out there. But yeah, we can get
into it.
Yeah.
Okay. It was directed by Joe Dante. He also did Gremlins. They kind of make it seem like it's the same universe as Gremlins too, because the smiley face sticker that the killer uses is also in Gremlins.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the newscasters, Lou Landers, is also a newscaster in Gremlins.
That's kind of
cool. So it's kind of like a little crossover. Yeah, it's based on the novel by Gary Brander. Karen's played by Denise Wallace. She is, like, qualified as a scream queen. She was also in The Hills Have Eyes, Cujo, Three from Hell, Critters, a whole long list of them.
Who was she in Three from Hell?
Not, like, a main character.
Okay.
Her name was Greta.
Okay.
And when I Googled it, the picture that popped up was, like, a police officer. So I think she played one of the police officers in that.
Okay, cool.
So, kind of a small part. Bill, who is Karen's fiance or husband in the film?
I think husband. Yeah, I think they're married.
He was also in Cujo.
That's really cool. I like it when they kind of stick to the same genre.
And they were engaged in real life.
Oh.
Like during this whole thing. And then he was in Cujo. He was the one that she has an affair with.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I don't know how much they got into that in the film, because in the book, it's like a big part of it.
Well, it's like
that. She's having an affair.
Yeah.
And that's kind of why, like, no one knows where she is when she's trapped by Cujo in her car.
Ow.
So I only saw the movie once, and it was a super long time ago, so I can't remember.
It was like that in Jaws, too. In the book, the wife and the marine biologist are having an affair, and they don't even, like, it's not even a thing in the movie, but it's a big thing in the book.
Yeah. And then Dr. Wagner is played by Patrick McNee. All of the names of the characters, the main characters, are the names of werewolf film directors.
Shut up. That's really cool.
Or they're all, like, based on their names.
Okay.
I didn't want to write them all down because that would have
no, that been a would lot. Be insane.
But I thought that was kind of like interesting. The music was by Pino Donaggio, and he did quite a lot of films. I didn't even write down one because I suck.
I do have a question for you though.
Yeah.
And I thought about this. Would you, in this universe, want to become a werewolf? They're essentially shapeshifters.
They are shapeshifters, not werewolves, because they can transform whenever they want and not with the full moon.
Yes.
So I thought that was interesting, too. And I'm glad you brought that up, because I think I wrote that down somewhere.
I thought that was really cool, too. I like the idea of a shapeshifter better because, well, like the ones, and people are going to be like, Twilight, why are you talking about Twilight? But the werewolves in Twilight are also shapeshifters, but they do have to transform during the full moon. Isn't that like a thing where they have
it's
to
like
shift
that
during the full moon
in,
but they can
in True Blood it's like that.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure in Twilight they can just shift whenever.
They can shift whenever.
Okay. And they're not considered true werewolves by the vampire community because they can shift whenever they want.
Okay.
And that's in True Blood. Mike is just shaking his head back there. In True Blood, there's all different kinds of shifters. So you can be like a werepanther.
Like the deer. The deer one. Isn't one woman like a deer shifter or something?
Oh, I don't know. That seems dangerous. I don't know if I would want to shift into a deer.
Like right in the beginning with Sam's girlfriend that he like fell in love with, and it turns out that she was just a pawn for the goddess chick.
The Maenad?
Yeah.
The one that attacks Suki.
Yes.
I don't know. I watched it a while.
Okay, anyway. distraction. Woo! But here would you go. Rather be like a werewolf, like full moon werewolf, or a shifter?
Oh, a shifter for sure.
Yeah.
Because then you can turn whenever you want.
Yeah. I thought the transformation scenes in this, and we haven't even talked about the movie, but the transformation scenes in this were slow. I feel like it was drawn out a lot.
Well, the reason it was is because this was like groundbreaking. Yeah. Nothing like this had ever been done in film. Like when, like they do a lot of the transformation at one time in one take.
Oh.
Where before it would be cut. They'd put more hair on, act a little bit, cut, put the fake teeth in. Where in this...
it's like right there. Like you can see them.
Yeah. So they do way more to make it like one solid shot. The special effects person that was supposed to do this did American Werewolf in London.
I love that one.
And then the person that was directly under him for this ended up taking like the main the main role. And the difference is these werewolves are stand up on two legs. In American Werewolf in London, four legs, more like a dog.
American Werewolf in Paris too, and we're talking about a lot of werewolf movies, but I feel like it's relevant. Mm-hmm. In American Werewolf in Paris, they do both. I want to say
in
they
Paris
do both.
Or London.
Paris.
Okay.
Like the
Which that
sequel.
Was like the 90s.
That was the 90s. Okay. And I think from what I remember, they're standing up on two legs, but they run with all fours.
Okay.
Like, anywho. Yeah.
Oh, the murderer in the original.
Eddie.
Yeah, Eddie. He is Robert Picardo, and he was on Star Trek Voyager as the doctor for like ever.
What? Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to like look at all of the pictures and stuff because you don't really see a good picture of Eddie.
No.
During this.
Okay, so.
Let's start at the beginning.
20 minutes in. Here we go.
Here we go, folks.
So Karen White's a newscaster. She starts getting calls from a serial killer, and she's the only person the serial killer is like talking to or having any interaction with. So the police decide that they're going to set up a sting and kind of use her as bait. Yeah.
Trouble ensues.
So she has, I don't know, like a beacon on her.
She like, has like a wire on her. It's a wire and a tracking thing.
Well, the tracking thing dies. She ends up going to the payphone where she's supposed to get the call, gets the call from Eddie to meet up. She thinks that the police are right there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't know what's happening. So they meet at this adult bookstore. She's told to go back into one of the like video booths. And when she goes back in there, he's in there waiting for her.
Mm-hmm. Which phone booth? Crazy.
Film booth?
Well, she goes into the phone booth.
Oh, the phone booth.
The phone booth.
Yeah.
Oh, haven't seen one of those in forever. So it was just
technology.
It was just weird like seeing her like walk into a phone booth and like slide the door shut and you know, use it.
I don't know if you noticed in this part, but so she kind of has her back turned to Eddie. And Eddie's talking over her shoulder and his mouth isn't moving.
I didn't notice that.
It's not moving at all.
Well, because the kids were upstairs, so I kind of had to like skip through that part.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So he's like talking to her. Well, he starts to like wolf out.
Yes.
And so he starts to wolf out and like attack her. And then it's right before the police show up. So the police basically, as soon as she disappears.
And they just like shoot willy nilly into the.
Oh, yeah.
They're just like, fuck it.
She could be hiding in there from him. They have no idea. They're just like.
She is screaming in the booth, and the cops show up and just, like, shoot into the booth. They shoot into the booth, and then there's, like, blood underneath the door, and they're like, oh, no, like, what if we shot Karen White? And then they open the door, and she's, like, huddled. Maybe you should have thought that through.
So after that, she doesn't have any, like, memory of it. Like, they ask her what happened, and she's, yeah, traumatized.
Which... Happens to trauma victims. Like, you just, in some situations, you just kind of black out. Like, you don't remember. And she tries to get, like, hypnotized to remember what she saw, and it just, like, isn't working.
Yeah. Nothing really works. Her friends Terry and Chris, who also work at the news station, right? Mm-hmm. They,
Terry is really cool. I like her.
Yeah. They find Eddie's apartment. He's a talented artist.
He's super talented.
Art everywhere. And they find a painting or like a sketch of this like beautiful cove. So you find out where the cove is, you know, find out more about him. So that's just like a little snippet. Well, then she goes back to work. Everyone's worried that she's going to freak out, which understandable. What he says about her being pregnant.
Yeah.
That was makes me so mad.
Oh, my God. Nowadays, if somebody said that, oh, it would be
so she starts shit to, like, on. She just kind of freezes up.
Yeah, because she sees the camera going, and it's, like, in her face and stuff, and she just, you know, she's been through a traumatic experience. This serial killer who's murdered, like, a ton of people.
Yeah.
I mean, you're...
So she zones out, and then they're like, cut, get her out of here. Well, then the, like, producer, I'm assuming, the
I don't know. News guy. Maybe she's pregnant. Why would you... That's your first thought when a woman feels faint, is that she's pregnant? I was going to say, what year is this? But it's 1981, so... Of course, that's... Ah, she's pregnant. It's got those hormones going.
So they, okay, so her therapist decides to send her to the colony, and it's this, like, resort that he has, and her and Bill go there.
I wrote down, I said, what goes on up there? Fucking werewolf shit. That's what goes on up there.
Werewolf shit.
Right.
Hardcore. I mean, you don't know that. There is so many, I said this, like, in between, or I think I said this whenever I was talking to you. There's so many Easter eggs in this. Like, there's books that are written by such and such wolf.
Yeah.
The chili that they eat is wolf brand chili. In the doctor's office, there's a picture of Lon Chaney, who's the original wolf man.
Oh. They...
I hope I got that right. I get Lon Chaney and somebody else mixed up.
Terry and her boyfriend are watching the original Wolfman.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then there's a little bit of, like, a Looney Tunes.
Yep.
Where there's
the There wolf. Are a lot. Now that you brought that up.
The picture that's hanging above Bill and Karen's bed is a wolf in a flock of sheep.
Yeah, I remember that.
There's just, like, a ton of random, like...
So, wolf shit. Wolf shit happens.
Funky wolf shit goes down at the colony. When they get there, it reminded me of the Ordok.
Oh, with the music. I wonder what band that was.
Oh, I don't know. There's this, like, hippie bluegrass music playing. There's a bunch of just random.
I'd be rocking out, too, oh, yeah. Man. I'd be having a good time.
They have, like, a bunch of food out. Everything's chill, except for, what's her name? The Marsha?
Marsha's brother. Is that her brother, her other?
TJ.
Brother
TC is her other brother. He's kind of strange.
He's a little off.
But Marsha reminds me of the witch woman from Conan.
Yes, I'm so glad you said that because it's so true. Because
she's wearing this like necklace,
and she has like she's just beautiful. Like she has high cheekbones, the high eyebrows, dark hair, like.
And what's funny, too, is she has such a memorable presence in mm-hmm. this film, but she only has, like...
It's super...
70 words.
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't talk much.
If I saw her out at the beach or out at a bar, I would think she's like a 500-year-old witch woman who steals the souls of...
just ageless beauty.
Yeah, just... she's like Sarah Jessica Parker in Hocus Pocus. She's stealing little kid souls or something.
I'm like, Sarah Jessica Parker, like now?
Like now? No. But she's just... she's a really beautiful woman. Like...
yeah, for sure. The old man tries to throw himself in the fire.
Yeah, which it all makes sense, like, later on, once you kind of know, like, what's going on.
Once you know that they're all werewolves?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you don't know that until...
no, like, no, no.
Later on, but...
I mean, it's called The Howling.
Some wolf stuff is probably going to be happening.
Some wolf shit at the Some colony.
Wolf shit. But yeah, the psychiatrist is there, and he's, like, introducing... Karen and Bill to all of the people.
I thought it was funny. So the first night they're there, they're trying to... yeah, he goes around and introduces them.
Yeah.
She kind of makes a little friend right off the bat.
What's her name? I can't remember what her name was.
I don't think I wrote it down.
Let's just call her Sally.
She's not like a big part, so...
no.
But anyway, everything seems friendly. Well, they go to bed that night, and Deb... what's wrong with me? Karen wakes up Bill because the howling's bothering her. Like, what the fuck is he going to do about the howling?
He can't,
like,
do anything.
Is he going to go out there and, like, chase the wolves away? My wife's trying to sleep, guys.
Quiet down. Quiet pipe down. Down. Pipe down.
So just, yeah, shut the window. That's all you can do.
Yeah, like, if Mike and I were sleeping in, like, coyotes or something.
Mike, do something.
Mike, go do something. No, just shut the window. I completely agree with you. I thought that was stupid. I do want to comment, too, that I find it hilarious that Bill's a vegetarian.
Not for long.
Not for long. Trouble ensues.
Okay. So that's when she goes out to, like, look around, or is that, like, the next night?
That's the next night.
She, then I must have just missed a bunch.
No, that's okay. It's our podcast. We can be willy-nilly all we want to.
Oh, she, just takes the flashlight and, like, sticks it out the door and shines it around. And yeah. That's when TC is, like, creeping in the bushes.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's kind of strange.
He's creepy.
And then I thought it was funny. So the, police officer in this, like, the sheriff or whatever, is Slim Pickens. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know Mm-mm. who that is. He's kind of like a famous cowboy.
I feel like
he was in Blazing Saddles.
Okay.
He mentions that you need a good retriever, and I thought that was funny because Sam in True Blood, like, turns into a collie. Back to True Blood.
I love Sam.
You know, werewolves.
Well, I feel like anytime we do an episode, we have one thing that we kind of cling to. That's
that
not
we fall back on.
Like, last time was The Walking Dead, and this one is.
Yeah.
True Blood. That's fine.
And Twilight.
And Twilight. God.
Oh, we should do Twilight and make it sound really scary.
That's brilliant.
We saw this horrifying werewolf vampire film called
With
Twilight.
No shirt.
None of them wore shirts.
It's so confusing. Ugh.
So her friends, Terry and Chris, go to see the body, to see mm-hmm. Eddie's body, and it's gone.
It's gone. And the coroner doesn't seem concerned about this at all.
No.
He's like, yeah, whatevs. Like, maybe somebody came and got him. Okay, but from what I understand from morgues, that's not how that works.
No, I think they keep better track of bodies.
Yeah.
I mean, hopefully.
So then they go to a library to kind of, like, missing bodies. And I just want to say, I want friends like this.
That would, like, track down.
That would track down. That would be open to the idea of werewolves. Because Terry's, like, makes sense. Like,
sure.
When they're reading about.
Eddie could totally have been a werewolf.
That makes 100% sense.
So you just want really open-minded friends.
I do. Which I think I have a couple pretty open-minded friends that if I told them something, like werewolves, they'd be like, hell yeah.
I want to know where all these great occult bookstores are.
Yeah. So the bookstore in this, like, is run by this older guy, and he's, like, going through all these books, and it's like the library in Beauty and the Beast with the ladder.
Yeah.
And, like, going up and down, and the librarian's like, move me down to this section, and I'll pull out werewolf books.
Okay, so the same art director that did Texas Chainsaw did this.
Oh.
Yeah, like the, yeah, art director. Robert A. Burns. In that bookstore, there's a corpse in a chair that was on I the set.
Saw that, and I was hoping that you...
I'd have a fun fact You would have about a
fun
it.
Fact about that, because these two little nuns walk in, and they, like, look at the, like, weird corpse-y thing in the chair, and they're like, oh, and then they see, like, a devil head or something, too.
Yeah.
That's super awesome.
Oh, there was a wolf hunt at the colony, too. Do you remember that?
Yeah, they had a wolf hunt, and
that was
that's,
just, like, the scene before that.
And that's where Bill shoots this obnoxiously huge rabbit.
I didn't think that was the wolf hunt. I thought they were, like, out, like, looking for wolves. What's wrong with me?
I don't know. No, that was the wolf hunt. And Bill ends up shooting a rabbit and is just like, well, I'm not going to eat this. Like, I'm a vegetarian.
That rabbit was gigantic.
Thank you. It looks like one of the 4-H rabbits.
It was definitely a meat rabbit that was somehow in the wilderness.
It was not a wild rabbit.
And I think that was actually a dead rabbit.
Really?
I don't know for sure, but it looked like very realistic.
Yeah.
Sometimes when they use props like that,
it's stiff.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And the fur, like, you can tell it's been stuffed and used in like 10,000 films.
Yeah.
But this looked like an actual dead rabbit.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny too that during this hunt, TC like gets down in front. He's like this crazy
he's the
stalker.
Retriever.
He is. I said TC. Coonhound?
Coonhound.
Coon dog. Coon dog. And I first, when I was reading, I'm like, did I write down corn dog? That doesn't make any sense.
Yuck.
Corn dog?
I don't like corn dogs.
Me neither.
I like the ones that are like pancakes and sausage corn dogs.
They make those?
Mm-hmm.
Not just like cornbread and.
No, it's
a
like
hot dog.
It's a sausage, and they wrap it in like pancake batter.
Well, I mean, that's how I imagine.
Well,
it.
Yeah. Sorry.
Is it a pancake wrapped in sausage? It'd just be like a grease sponge in the middle of it.
That'd be so gross.
I don't like sausage, so that's making me gaggy.
Anyway.
What? I don't like.
You don't like sausage?
I like the flavor and the smell. I do not like the consistency of it.
I can understand that.
I'm like that with brats, too.
Yeah. I can get that. Do you eat hot dogs?
Yeah.
I guess it's a different consistency.
Hot dogs are well ground. Where.
I don't like talking about what's in hot dogs and how well they're ground. But
that's
it's true.
Thing. In a hot dog, it could be anything or nothing. You don't know what it is. But in sausage, there's like little bits of fat and like you can see.
That's true. Yeah.
And when you bite into a brat, it like squishes funny.
But like cheese brats are really good when they put like.
No.
The cheese.
Nope. At Scott and Rose's once, they had like cheese hot dogs. And I thought they were the most disgusting thing. I was probably like.
I don't like cheese hot dogs. That sounds gross.
There's cheese in them. Maybe it was a brat. I don't know what it was, but it had cheese inside of it. And I had to plug my nose and like choke it down. It was so gross.
Yeah, because mom and dad made us eat everything.
Yes.
That was like on our plate.
This one is going to be like 3 hours long.
Oh, okay. Let's moving right along. Well, there's a lot of facts and stuff. And
there is. And we have to talk about corn dogs.
So that's when Bill takes the rabbit and TC is just like, oh, take it to my sister. She's a good cook. Like, says it all creepy like. So Bill goes and takes the rabbit to his sister, and Marcia, like, makes a sexual advance to Bill, and Bill's like, no, no, married.
Yeah, which, I mean.
I would hope.
I would hope.
I'm, like, looking at Mike, like, I would hope.
I don't know, she's very beautiful.
She is so pretty. With her leather low-cut dress and her bone necklace.
Maybe it's just her outfit, too, that's, like,
yeah.
Makes her just. I don't know. Different looking.
Yeah. So Bill leaves. And then is that the night that he like.
He gets attacked by the wolf.
Yes.
And you never know if it's her or her brother that okay. attacks him. He gets attacked and bit in the shoulder.
He gets bit. And then the psychiatrist, who's apparently a medical doctor too now.
I'm sure they have medical training. I don't know how much school you have to go to for that.
Yeah, I suppose you're right.
Yeah.
But he gives Bill a shot, and Karen's just like, no, like, we should go home. We need to leave.
Karen had the right idea.
Karen had the brilliant idea of
leaving. But he was already bit, though.
Yeah. But the psychiatrist is just like, no, you should stay. Like, it's not safe to travel, whatever. So they end up staying.
Yeah, they stay. I don't know who talks to the friend. Oh, he might say, oh, yeah, I got bit. I got attacked by a wolf. The friends, and they totally know. They're like, shit, he's a werewolf.
They're watching the wolf man. Yeah. And that's when Karen's just like, Terry, you need to come up. Like, I'm scared. Is that what's going on?
So Bill eats meat that night.
Yeah, Terry brings up, Terry is like on her way. Like, she drove all night once Karen called and was like traumatized and scared and stuff. Terry ends up driving up and has like a picnic basket, and she's like, oh, Bill, I'm so sorry. I forgot you don't eat meat. And he's like, no, this is great.
And he's like scarfing it down, like, no problem.
Yeah.
Maybe I should keep an eye on vegetarians that I know for when they start eating meat, because
werewolf shit.
Or they're turning into the killer from Midnight Meat Train.
Ooh, yeah, because he was a vegetarian too.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden he's like, sure, I want a rare steak. Imagine what that would do to your guts, though.
Well, you know Eric and Carrie Clark?
Yeah.
Eric was a vegetarian for a long time and then ate meat, like, once and, like, puked his guts out. Or maybe that was Dad, now that I'm thinking about it, because Dad was a vegetarian for a while.
For a little bit, yeah. I think that's Dad.
Yeah.
I don't know. Mom will be sure to call us.
She'll be like
7:15 on Monday night. It was your dad. This is all the things you did wrong.
We love you, Mom. Yeah. So that night, Terry and Karen are girls' night or whatever. And that's when Bill, I think, now we might be ahead of ourselves, but that is when Bill goes out and, like, finds Marcia in the woods. And
she just has this fire ripping.
Oh, out in the woods. Out in the middle of nowhere. And then they werewolf canoodle.
Werewolf canoodle?
Yeah, they both turn into werewolves and canoodle. And you see it.
Yeah.
It's a lot. It's a lot to take in.
Because Karen is back in their room or their little cabin sleeping, and she's having a nightmare while maybe this is happening.
Maybe Terry isn't. No, Terry's is there. Yeah. I mean, she's not at the campfire, but.
Yeah. So Bill bangs Marcia, and the wolves howling, like, wake everybody up. I thought that was very trick or treat style.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, trick or treat would have been.
That'll be a good one.
Style. Trick or treat?
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be very good.
It's a real good one.
I wrote, that's not how dogs have sex.
Not at all.
But they are, like, they are on two legs, though.
They're on two legs, so.
So Elizabeth Brooks, who played Marcia
mm-hmm.
was super not cool with the amount of nudity that they showed of her.
Oh, I don't like that.
No, because she had no problem doing, like, a nude scene where, like, the cast and crew around, like, saw her naked. She didn't care about that. But when they explained it to her, like, more smoke would be covering her body.
Oh, the poor girl.
Yeah. So I think she assumed to be topless, but not, like, full frontal.
Okay.
So they kind of explained it. Well, before the film came out, there was photos of her in Playboy that she didn't approve of.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So she was pissed, obviously, about it. Yeah, isn't that sad?
That's awful.
Yeah, so she was not cool with how that went. But then when The Howling 2 was made, she was up for a part in it, but I think they wouldn't pay her enough. And she had, like pelvic inflammatory disease or something at that time. So she's like, no, I'm not doing this. But yeah, I thought that was a bummer when I read that.
Well, that's bullshit. I don't like that at all.
No.
Ugh.
So that was a downer.
Yeah.
So I think it's Terry finds the hidden beach. The beach of the portrait.
She finds a hidden beach and she gets up on like a ledge because she's like hiking all around, like whatever.
Yeah.
Finds the cove and is like, holy shit, this looks familiar. Pulls yes. out the portrait that Eddie drew and is like, oh, ding, ding, ding.
And then, yeah, that's when she puts it together that Eddie had been part of the colony.
Werewolf shit.
Werewolf shit.
Yeah. And so then she kind of freaks out. She finds Marcia's house.
Well, yeah. So she freaks out. She's wandering around in the woods. She hears somebody like whispering her name. Her yeah. name is like being whispered in the trees.
Terry.
And she finds she finds Marcia's house. But what's funny is it looks like it'd be a cute camp and they try to make it scary.
Yeah.
They have it like looks... one like cow bone hanging down yeah. as a wind chime. And they have some like random animal furs yeah. on the outside. But I'm like,
it'd be that's a cute actually little...
like a cute little yeah. cabin.
I don't know why she decided to, like, go into the cabin.
I wrote that down, too. I don't understand why when people find a house, it's not abandoned, someone lives there, and they're like, I'm just going to go in and look around.
Who does that?
People in horror films do that.
That get murdered.
Yeah.
I mean, Terry like, doesn't get murdered. I'm going to walk into the killer's part, house
but... and, like, wander around and...
Texas Chainsaw Massacre is the same thing. Like...
Yeah.
Why would you just go up to a random house?
And they're not abandoned.
It's, no! There are people living in the house.
You can tell someone lives there. Yeah, that really stupid. Irritated me. Like, she thinks it's okay. Well, yeah, don't walk into somebody's house. I want to know where Eddie got the pack of smiley face stickers.
You could probably order them off Etsy now.
Oh, you probably could.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought about that with the killer's keychain in High Tension, too.
What was it?
It was like a weird smiley face looking thing. With like, it was like a yellow smiley face head with like a weird smile.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. You'd probably find it someplace.
I don't know why. Yeah, Mike is going to kill us because we're so off track. That it's just fine. Reminded me of the sign that I'm going to get tattooed on me.
The cheese sign. Face. Oh, God.
If you've ever been through St. Ignace, Michigan, there's this big yellow cheese sign, and it's a big smiley face, and cheese, the word cheese makes up the mouth.
Every time we drive past it, I'm like, oh, if we drove past it at night, I would climb up there and cut it down for you, and then I would be arrested.
I actually know the niece of the person that owns it.
Maybe you could get it sometime.
Maybe someday.
Someday.
It's probably gigantic, though, because it's up kind of high. It's
probably as big as this table. If not bigger.
Hanging on the wall in my kitchen, it takes up the entire wall.
Whatever.
Jeez.
So Terry's walking around in this house, and then she stumbles upon, like, Eddie's room. Like, you find out that Marcia and Eddie are siblings.
Yeah.
And there's something in the closet, and it's a werewolf. It's a wolf.
Surprise.
Surprise.
Werewolf.
So she's attacked, and then she, like, hacks off...
His arm. Yeah.
And then this is where you see it's cool special effects. You see the arm and hand, like, shrivel up to be a human
to
hand.
To be a human hand. Which is a cool werewolf
thing. It's a cool thing.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's really neat. So she runs into the doctor's office, and she's, like, looking through files. Or no. Before that, she calls her boyfriend. What's her boyfriend's name?
Chris.
She calls Chris and tells Chris everything that's happening. Chris is just like, holy shit, yeah, it's werewolves. And I noticed this. He is wearing a clawed-out ring on his left hand, and it's pointed down. So are they married? Because that's what that means.
I don't know if they're married or not. I'm sure it comes up at some point.
I don't know, because if you wear a clada on your left hand with the heart facing, like, your arm,
yeah.
you're married in, like, the Irish
oh, maybe they
Celtic
are married.
Tradition. So I don't know if maybe it was just like a glitch. But yeah, he 100% believes her and is like on his way. Well, first he stops to get silver bullets from the librarian. And the librarian's just like, what do you need silver bullets for? You're crazy.
Well, it's because the first time they go in there and they're talking to the guy about werewolves, he's like, yeah, some people are crazy about it. Somebody ordered these and never came to pick them up.
Yes.
And it's like a whole box of silver bullets.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Silver, I guess it would be silver bullets.
Yeah.
Ammunition.
Ammo. Silver ammo.
Ammo to kill werewolves.
And then, so Terry, like, hangs up the phone, and she's, like, looking, or she doesn't hang up the phone. She's still on the phone with Chris, and she's going through files, and she finds all of the Eddie file.
Well, that's when she's talking to her guy, and he's like, is there a file cabinet?
Which I think is so weird. Of course there's going to be a file cabinet.
Why wouldn't there be? Then you realize that the doctor treated all three of the Quists.
I think that's the last name. Yep, Quist.
Yeah, so that's TC, Marcia, and Eddie.
Mm-hmm.
And then
Eddie is like on top of the filing cabinet, which, why would you not see that?
He reminded me very much of Frank the Rabbit.
In, what's
Donnie Darko?
Donnie Darko.
It's Frank, yes, right? Frank, it's Frank. Rabbit. That's the kind of
like suit.
Yeah, and the ears are real pointy.
Yeah.
Flipping the page.
That's, you know, that's okay. And that's when Eddie attacks her, and that's where Terry ultimately meets her end.
Yes.
She's bit in the jugular.
Well, first she's choked and then, like, bitten.
It's like it's a little bit longer, like, chase scene in the room.
Yeah. And I wondered, because they do, like, another, like, Eddie does another, because I think he goes back to being human.
Mm-hmm.
He kills her, goes back to being human, and then you see him, like, wolf out again. And it looks like, in the special effects, it looks like he's growing a separate set of ears.
Yes. Like, which is weird to me.
Like, his human ears must be, like, going into his head, and then wolf ears are coming up on top of his head.
I thought that was a unique take on the werewolf transformation.
Yeah.
Because you don't often see that. A lot of times you'll see the big ears growing from, like, human ears.
Yeah.
So it's just, it was odd to me, so but whatever. This is when Karen, like. Well,
okay, so Karen, this right before Karen shows up, and then he is wolfing out.
Mm-hmm.
Karen sees her friend, and she just doesn't seem that surprised.
She doesn't, She comes over and, like, looks underneath the sheet because she's covered in a sheet. And it's just like, oh.
And when I was reading something about it, it's said that Karen was traumatized by her friend's death. And, like, she just kind of looks and she's like, oh. Well, then Eddie wolfs out.
And in front of her.
In front of her. And conveniently, there's a jar of acid sitting there.
That's not a thing. Like, why would there be a jar of acid?
In a doctor's office. Like, just sitting out.
Right. It reminded me of, like, Dad's, like, science lab room. Like, you had all this random shit up there.
Yeah, like, part of it was, like, a little office-y area with a table and filing cabinets. And then there was, like, medical. It was, like, if there was no walls in a doctor's office.
Yeah. It was weird. But she, like, smashes it on his face or throws it on his face and it deforms him, which brings up a question. Why do the werewolves not have regenerative properties?
They do.
They do? So why did Eddie still have, like, gunshot wounds and stuff in his face?
That was from the acid.
It was after. Yeah.
See, I don't know, because there's the part where he gets shot in the head and he picks out the bullet out of his head.
Yeah.
And says, I'm going to give you a piece of my mind. And he, like, reaches into his, like, skull and digs out a bullet. Yeah. Yeah. That was so gross.
That's gross.
The special effects were good, though, for the time.
Yes.
And they were, like, revolutionary. It's kind of like, it's the same reason that I like Dawn of the Dead so much.
Mm-hmm.
Is because, yeah, to today's standards, it's, like, pretty mild.
Yeah.
But at the time, like, no one had ever done anything like that. Okay. That's
So they do then. They do?
What?
Like regenerate? Like
maybe
they can?
Slow? Mm. I don't know. When Eddie confronts Chris.
Oh, yeah.
When Eddie confronts Chris, Chris has the shotgun. He's, yeah. Or the rifle. He's, like, ready to shoot all of these werewolves. That's, you see Eddie's transformation. Mm-hmm. And it's up close. And it's because they didn't have the budget, really.
Oh.
To do, like, multiple takes. Yeah. And to do it zoomed out. So that's why you can't see anything. And you just see his face, like, bubbling. Oh. And it's, they used air bladders for that to like make them pulse.
Oh,
yeah.
Gross.
So there's like a little,
yeah, air. Yeah, I was wondering like how they did that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I didn't get too much into how they did the makeup, but that was one of the things.
That's neat. So Karen is taken by like three of the werewolves. Like she runs, she's taken to this barn and she runs up to the psychiatrist and is like, oh my God, thank you, thank you. And you find out that the psychiatrist is like in on it, but he,
oh, Chris shoots Eddie.
Yeah. Chris shoots Eddie and Eddie is just like, what's that going to do? Ha ha.
Nothing to me. Oh, it kills him.
But it kills him because it's silver bullets.
Sucks to suck.
Zing. So the psychiatrist believes that like werewolves or shifters can coincide with humans. And like, that's not a thing. Like no one else in the colony wants to do that.
No, they want to go, like, live their life as...
They want to expand the colony, but they don't want to intermingle with the humans.
Yeah. And, yeah, that's the doctor's whole point of view, is to try to get them to...
Yeah. It reminded me a lot of, like, the island of Dr. Monroe. Or...
Monroe.
Yeah.
Dr. Monroe.
Yeah.
Sounds like a soap opera character.
My name's... Yeah, well, whatever. But yeah, it reminded me kind of that from what I remember.
I don't remember that at all.
Okay.
Maybe I just remember somebody like crossing animals with people.
I remember Val Kilmer. In that. Any, yeah, we
good
need to.
Good job. Yeah,
Val Kilmer and the cat lady.
I thought it was, they are all kind of in a barn together.
Mm-hmm.
And then Chris shows up. And he starts blasting.
Oh, yeah. He's all about shooting everybody. And everybody's, like, advancing on him because they think that...
They think it's just a regular dude. Or they think they can take him out in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
While he's shooting silver bullets.
Yeah.
Did you notice that when the doctor gets shot, he says, thank God?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, it made me kind of feel bad for him.
Well, I mean, he was doing his best.
Yeah, he was trying to wrangle cats, essentially dogs. He was trying to wrangle dogs.
Wrangling dogs is way easier than wrangling cats.
Come here. Yeah. Yeah, so Chris is just shooting everybody. And then everybody kind of like, all of the werewolves retreat back into the barn, which I thought was kind of weird.
Speaking of wrangling cats, remind me to tell you about the cat theft that happened in Lorium.
Mike already told me about that.
I have,
weird.
I have inside information.
Oh, God. Okay.
Okay, so I'll tell you after.
That's
the podcast.
For after. And that's when Chris, like, goes around the barn with gas and lights the barn on fire.
I didn't think that was Chris. I thought that was the woman.
No. It was Chris and Karen.
Okay.
They were walking. They were, like, running around together, and they lit the barn on fire. All of the wolves die, some of them die, supposedly. And then they're, like, getting in the car, and they're driving away, and then they're attacked by, like, five other wolves that are trying to stop them.
Yeah.
Karen gets bit in the shoulder, and she's like, oh, fuck, I'm a werewolf now.
That's exactly what she said. That was word for word.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, I'm a werewolf now.
Oh, fuck.
Which, that reminds me from the last episode that Mike commented that you said fuck way more than normal.
I did. Yeah.
Record breaking.
And I do want to point out that I can read cursive. It's just...
It's written in silver marker.
Like,
and it is kind of hard to read.
Like, for anybody that's gotten anything signed by a celebrity, they often will sign in, like, a gold or gray marker. And sometimes it smudges, okay? And it makes it very difficult to read. I'm very... Because I can read cursive. Promise. But yeah, they're driving away, and Karen's like,
oh, fuck, I'm a werewolf.
Oh, fuck, I'm a werewolf. And she says that they have to make the world known of werewolf existence.
Do you know what happened, though, before that? There was a random car explosion.
Oh, yeah.
Another one.
Oh, I don't understand.
That should be mandatory.
In every movie that
and everyone that we do, there has to be a random car on fire.
We can make it happen.
I think so.
I know that there's one. Yeah. I was going to say, as above, so below, there's one on fire.
Yeah, that's like pivotal.
That's like really on fire.
Okay, so the final, well, not the final scene, second to last scene.
Yeah.
Which, to go back to True Blood, when the wolves out themselves, that's kind of how they do it. They say, yeah. Hey, people, everybody pay attention, tune in at this time, and then someone transforms on TV.
That's what they did with the vampires, too, didn't they?
Yes, they did the same thing with vampires. Vampires came out, and we're like, we're here.
We're here. We're vampires.
So she goes back to work. She's sitting there like she's going to do her normal newscast. Well, then she starts reading off script and her eyes start to change color. And
it's heartbreaking. I think it's really real sad.
So she starts to wolf out and then Chris shoots her.
Mm-hmm.
In the sequel, which I haven't watched, and maybe this was just like in the book or part of the storyline, that what happens next is Chris shoots himself.
Oh.
Yeah. Because the wolves, if there's any wolves left, they're going to be after him. And,
that's true. Well, and Marsha.
Yeah, and he's going to go to jail for shooting her.
Right.
For shooting Karen.
Because so she's going to transform back as soon as she's shot.
Yeah. So that's like his out.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. I'm glad that that wasn't part of it.
Me too.
Made me super sad.
But so, yeah, so all of these people are like werewolves. That's some crazy special effects.
Yeah. So then the next scene is like people sitting in a bar, and they're watching the news on TV, and they're like, "Wow, weird special effects."
And then the guy sitting next to the guy that says that is just like, "Well, it's just like that guy that got abducted by aliens."
Really?
Yeah.
Which would have been before.
Died laughing. It would have been after.
No. No, I mean, Fire in the Sky was before. That was like late 70s that happened. Yeah. And then this came out in early 80s.
Early 80s. Isn't that funny?
That is kind of funny. Well, lo and behold, who's at the end of the bar? Oh,
Marsha in her leather dress.
In her hot outfit. She must have had more, because I would imagine it either got burned. What does she do when she wolfs out? Does she take it off or does she...
This is the Hulk dilemma. Like, what happens to your clothes?
Well, the Hulk has pants on.
But, like, how does he always have pants on? It's just like the wolves the shifters in Twilight. They keep piles of clothes around, though, don't they?
They
keep
piles of clothes. And in the books, they tie their clothes to their leg. They take off their clothes and tie it to their leg, and then they transform, and as a wolf they have their pants tied to their leg.
People just see these big ass wolves running through the woods with shorts tied around their legs.
No one ever sees them.
Some people, you're telling me that no one has seen one of the wolves in Twilight running around forks? Really?
They don't say, oh, we have this monster wolf population here. The wolves are like the size of a VW bug.
That's true. Yeah, they're
they
huge.
They ride them.
Yeah. Like, never mind. But I imagine she probably has a lot of those outfits.
Yeah, probably.
I would think so.
I imagine when she's sitting in her cabin with all her furs, she has plenty of time to sew all these amazing leather outfits.
I think she would totally just like run around the colony in like furs. Like I picture her just like with like rabbit furs and stuff.
Just pelts hanging off.
Yeah.
Anyway, she shows up. She's sitting at the end of the bar. A guy asks her if she wants a burger. And she said, I want it rare. And that's
That's the end. That's Mike the called end. It too, because he came in for like the last 5 minutes and he was like, I bet she's going to order it rare.
When the one of the little trivia things was that burger that they put on the grill mm-hmm. would like fall apart.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it's three times as big. They just slam down this big pile of ground beef and hit it with the thing and it's makes a big mess. So you're going to do the thing?
Yeah. So.
Oh, wait, first.
Oh,
would
no,
you
okay.
recommend it?
I would recommend it. And this is going to sound terrible, but Mike and I talked about this because the older movies don't hold my attention as well as the newer ones.
Yeah.
Like, it has to be, like, Prom Night held my attention.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's why this works out so well, because you really like the older stuff.
Yeah. Well, it's Prom Night probably held your attention because of the suspense.
Yes.
There's not a lot of suspense in The Howling. There really wasn't even a lot of suspense in Dawn of the Dead.
I liked Dawn of the Dead just because I liked the remake. And I liked
so
making the comparison. Yes.
So you could appreciate it more.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would maybe... I can recommend it. I wouldn't 100%. It's like anything else. It would have to be the right person. If someone's like, oh, I really love American Werewolf in London or American Werewolf in Paris, I'd be like, you should check out The Howling then. But other than that, if someone's like, ooh, I want like a good spooky movie to watch tonight, I probably wouldn't be like, oh, The Howling.
Yeah.
Even though I own it.
Even though I own it. Yeah. I would probably recommend it.
It'd be like a good around Halloween.
Yeah.
Yeah, like if you were doing like, you know, every other night you're watching something scary, mm-hmm. then maybe bust it out as being a classic.
Yeah, for sure.
Now do the thing.
Now it. So we have a website now, and it's super awesome. It's slashermoviereview.squarespace.com, and we're going to be uploading like behind the scenes footage, like just pictures, nothing crazy. Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
I don't want to see myself talking.
Exactly. We would have a YouTube channel if that were the case. I don't want to see my mug all over.
I don't want to have to put makeup on or look nice. I want to come over in my pajamas.
But yeah, that's where we'll upload episodes, or we upload episodes. You know, there's a little about us section. And then...
Which I thought was cute. You did a good job on that.
Yeah, thank you. And then it is linked to our Instagram, which is /movie review. All one word, all lowercase. I'm going to do it every time now. I have to.
I know you are, and I've accepted that.
Perfect. All right. So I believe that that's it.
Yeah, I think that's it.
All right.
Another one on the books.
I know. We keep getting like recommendations from people, and I have like a laundry list of stuff. But all right. Well, everybody have a good night. Thanks for listening.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.